This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. The Bogus Creek 150 sled dog race, scheduled to begin Saturday, has been postponed due to warm, rainy weather. We'll update it with more information as it becomes available. This past weekend, a fire in Tuluksac destroyed the village's washateria and water plant building. This was their only source of clean running water. Yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation hosted a meeting for a number of local, state, and federal agencies to address the crisis. The COVID-19 pandemic is just one of several complicating factors. During the meeting, the agencies addressed short, medium, and long-range plans. For the short term, the community wants to connect its well to the school. The school is set up for running water, and residents can use it for laundry and for hauling water to their homes. But the well pulls up water from the Tuluksac River, which isn't safe to drink. The short-term solution seems to raise more questions than answers. Here's Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's John Nichols, who was in yesterday's meeting.
Do we provide individual treatment within each home so folks can treat just the water they're going to drink? Or do we provide a small treatment system at the school itself?
Nichols said a medium-range plan could be up and running as soon as the summer. In the meeting, YKHC said they have a portable water treatment plant sitting unused in Bethel that they're willing to lend. But first, the agencies will have to determine if it will be able to purify the water from the Tuluksac River.
If you were to say, look at the waters of the Kenai River versus the Copper River versus the Kuskokwim River, you can tell just by looking that the water quality is very, very different in those three rivers. And it takes very, very different processes to clean all the impurities out of the different kinds of water.
If the plant from YKHC can't purify the waters of the Tuluksac, they'll explore procuring a portable purification system from the lower 48. But timing is an issue. It would have to be completed and delivered before the summer barge season ends. Funds are also a problem. The tribe needs to verify if the building was insured before any agencies can release funds for the medium-range purification systems. Nichols says if it's already covered by insurance, they don't want to double fund it. But the tribe says it can't determine if the building was insured at this moment because the person who has that information on their computer is out of the office with COVID-19. As a matter of fact, nearly one-third of the village is down with COVID-19. Nichols says the ruined Tuluksac water plant was on its way out anyway. He said typically water plants of this type last about 20 years. This one lasted over four decades. So the tribe had actually already filed a grant application with the Indian Health Services for some of the funds to cover a new one. This is their long-term plan A. But it'll be about 3 or 4 years until it is installed and usable. Tuluksac Native Community President Mitty Peters says things are tough for them.
Everybody's in a kind of a shock mode right now.
On top of this water crisis and the high COVID case count, Tuluksac is still trying to recover the body of a snow machiner who went through the ice earlier this month. But in a bit of good news for the village, organizer Kutin Creations has raised over $10,000 in relief funds for them, and residents got their first round of vaccines this week. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts. In local culture news, Bethel Regional High School staff are planning a parade for students today. BRHS Principal Alicia Miner says the parade is a way for teachers to see students and, quote, spread positivity and happiness throughout the community, unquote. The parade is scheduled to begin at the high school at 2 p.m. and will make a loop around Bethel ending at 3:45. Principal Miner says the parade is dependent on weather. There are rain showers forecasted for this afternoon. Bethel Elder's home resident, Xenia Jackson, was one of the first people in the YK Delta to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. It happened in December. The shot capped off a tumultuous year in which she tested positive for COVID-19. KYUK's Greg Kim talked with Xenia about what it's been like to experience the pandemic in Bethel Elder's home.
82-year-old Xenia Jackson, originally from Kasigluk, has been at the Bethel Elder's home for the past 2 years. She says her daughter and other family members used to visit her occasionally. But in March, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation banned visitors to protect residents from COVID-19. For Xenia, that was devastating.
Nobody can come since the sickness came. That makes everything lonelier.
Her daughter, Yvonne Jackson, says this is the longest she has gone without seeing her mother. And hearing how lonely she is makes it even harder.
She tells me on a daily basis that she feels like she's in jail. She just feels like she's trapped and she can't go anywhere. She can't see anyone.
Despite strict measures to try to keep the virus out of the elders' home, 3 residents tested positive for COVID-19 in November. Xenia was one of them.
I was so sad. I was just thinking, so I'm the one that's going to die this year.
But she didn't die or get sick. She said neither she nor the other residents who tested positive experienced any symptoms.
Nothing. I was just feeling normal every day.
So Xenia told her daughter Yvonne not to worry.
She said that, you know, she's been through a pandemic before once in her lifetime and that this was going to pass just like the first time.
Xenia's first experience with the pandemic was during the tuberculosis outbreaks of the 20th century when she worked as a village health aide. Public health measures weren't as well known back then. She remembers times when people coughed directly on her face while she was treating them.
I had no masks in those days.
Back then, she was the one administering vaccine shots. In 2020, when Xenia was on the receiving end, her own reaction surprised her.
I was kind of scared, like I wasn't supposed to be.
She should not be scared, the doctor said, because she had given shots like this thousands of times before. Hearing that, Xenia was able to relax. She's hopeful that life will soon change for the better. She says she wants to leave the Bethel Elders home and move to Kenai, where her daughter Yvonne lives. There, Xenia wants to quietly practice her skin sewing.
There's not much good experienced park makers anymore, or muckluck makers.
And once gatherings are allowed, Xenia wants a chance to meet her youngest family members.
I'm a four times great. Grandmother, no.
Yvonne says if there's anyone who will thrive after the COVID-19 pandemic, it's her 82-year-old mom.
She's one of the strongest people I know, and she's, you know, led by example to let us know you can have a good life after a pandemic because, I mean, she's obviously lived through a pandemic before us.
Yvonne says she hopes to bring her mother, Xenia, to Kenai with her in March. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
For the past many months, every day at the end of the newscast, KYUK has listed the number of new confirmed COVID-19 cases announced by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation from the previous day. We are no longer doing that. Instead of announcing new cases every day, we are announcing new cases every week, on Fridays. Over the past week, YKHC has announced 221 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. It also announced 1 new hospitalization and 1 death. Since March, 4,290 people in the region have tested positive for COVID-19. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up next.